just finished visiting with a member of our own News Gazette media team, Tom Kasich. We now bring on to the program one of our Danville reporters, Tracy Crane. Tracy is following a number of things over there. But Tracy, first of all, thanks for joining us. Wanted to talk with you first about the referendum that is on the ballot for residents of Danville, whether they want to bring in a city manager to run the day-to-day. Take us back. How did these discussions all get started?
They got started generally in the spring of this year. There's a group of Danville citizens who formed a committee, and they call themselves Moving Danville Forward. They began meeting and discussing the idea of putting a question on the ballot this November that would ask voters if they would like to change their form of government to city manager. And that's how it got started with that committee, and they began a petition drive and got the necessary number of signatures that they needed from voters in the city, took it to the courts, and the courts put it on the ballot for today.
And there has been, well, let me back up. This has become a hotly contested issue over in Danville. There are obviously those folks that you just mentioned that are in favor of this. They think it would lead to better run government. There are also folks that don't want to make this change. And I believe there is a civil rights lawsuit from, I believe, the 80s that kind of plays a factor in that.
In 1987, yes, the form of government was changed then to its current form, which is strong mayor alderman. And there are people who in the community who want to keep it the same strong mayor alderman, and they feel like they just want it to remain the same. It was changed all those years ago. They're happy with the way the current government functions. Yeah, not everybody who's against it, I think, comes from that perspective, but there are some who are against changing to a city manager form, who they definitely want a citywide elected mayor as the chief executive officer of the city.
Tracy, this is Michael. As the months have gone on, how are you? How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah, so far, right? As the months have gone along here since the decision was made to put it on the ballot, there's been just countless meetings and both sides discussing the issue, and just from afar over here and just checking the reports from over in Danville, it seems like both sides have done a pretty decent job of trying to inform their point of view on whether they, you know, depending on what side they're on, and just having meetings and letting people know, the residents of Danville, what they're wanting to do with this. What has been your take? You're over there in Danville. Do you think the voters have had a plenty of opportunity to learn about what each side means on this?
Oh, yeah, definitely plenty of opportunity. Moving Danville Forward, I think they started in maybe May was their first public meeting, and they've had at least one a month. And the others, aldermen who are against the change, they had some ward meetings, and I've attended meetings on both sides. There have been ample opportunity for people, if you're undecided or decided, to go to meetings on either side and get a good feel for the issue itself, what the question is going to be, and what both sides think. There have been meetings ever since May, just about every month, for people to take that opportunity about what this whole issue is about.
Yes, sometimes you see with referenda and individual referendums that, you know, sometimes the voters don't feel like they got as much information as they needed. But I just, like I said, from afar, I felt like both sides did a pretty good job of getting the word out. My other question for you is the change in leadership with Scott Eisenhower leaving officially. His last day was Friday of last week. Obviously, there was lots of early voting prior to his departure, but it has been known for several weeks that he was going to leave. Do you think that could impact the outcome of this meeting? You know, well, the longtime mayor is gone, so now is a good time as any to change the form of government.
You mean maybe people are going to the polls voting in reaction to him leaving?
In terms of just voting to change to the city manager, former government, because the longtime mayor is already gone, and this is a good opportunity to maybe some voters who are maybe undecided, maybe on the fence on what direction they were leaning, and with Scott leaving, maybe felt like, okay, well, we can kind of go to the moving Danville forward side of things here and just change to a city manager, former government.
Maybe. I mean, I hadn't thought about that, but I think of the what impact his leaving did have is, I feel like from my perspective, being in Danville, that when it was announced officially that Scott was leaving as the mayor of Danville, that's when this whole issue really seemed to ramp up in people's conversations. It just, I think it gained so much more attention at that time. It just seemed to me people were talking about it a lot more. People were bringing it up to me a lot more. I think, you know, whether that means that they will actually, you know, go to the polls today and vote to change their government, I don't know. But it definitely brought a lot more attention to the issue itself. I think it was a lot more in people's minds after that all became public that he was going to Rantoul.
We're talking with Tracy Crane, News Gazette media reporter over in Danville, as a part of our DWS election night coverage. Polls close at the top of the hour, and we expect to get some results soon after that, so stick with us. Tracy, before we let you go, what are some other races and issues you're keeping an eye on over there?
There's a county clerk's race between the incumbent Kathy Jenkins and challenger Mary Catherine Roberson. In Danville, those are the only two local races, and both of them, I think, have been getting a lot of local people to the polls. I talked to the executive director of the Danville Election Commission just a little while ago, and she thought the same thing. There's definitely been record mail-in ballots already. There's been strong early voting, and she felt like all the polls were steady today as well, with voters showing up, and she believes that both of those issues have people, both of those, the referendum and the county clerk's race, have people come into the polls pretty strongly.
Tracy, thanks so much for joining us. We will look for your stories in tomorrow's News Gazette and also at news-gazette.com. Have a good night over there.
Thank you. You guys too.